Rothman and Ice present Buckeye Bulletin.
Sponsored by Logan AC and Heat Services.
Feeling the heat?
Call the experts at Logan Services now for hot deals on train systems,
including 0% APR for 60 months.
He's crafty. He's grizzled. He's the veteran beat reporter for Ohio State with Letterman Rowe. And if you haven't heard, he got a podcast. His name is Tim May. Good to have you, my friend.
Good to be on with you, Anthony Paddle Shift Rothman.
Oh, yes. Could always shift faster with the paddles. I told Maddie I had an old, I learned how to drive on stick, which, you know, most of us old dudes did. But heel toe that thing, and you're good to go. But, boy, those paddle shifters, that can make you feel like a pro. Ohio State has a kind of a paddle shift offense. But before we get to them, let me ask you if you've heard anything inside related about Seven Banks, Cam Brown, Proctor. Will they be available and play Saturday?
You know what's really funny about that is that I was trying to find out things even before I came on the air here, and I've heard nothing definitive. Okay. That doesn't mean I won't by the time 8:30 rolls around in the morning and we're out there. Mm-hmm. We're doing a tailgate show, right?
Darn right, man. 8:30 a.m.
We're out there in front of St. John, it's really interesting because, you know, I don't know if you watched listen to the lightning round with Brian Day, but I tried to ask him that question a couple different ways twice yesterday, you know, and he's not giving up any inside beans. What I'm sort of hearing is that Proctor might not have been as bad as it looked, but you never know. You know what I mean? I mean, and I think he could be a game time kind of deal. And Seven Banks was a surprise, even though he made the trip, didn't make the starting lineup last week. He's been dealing with something throughout preseason camp, I guess. And then Cam Brown, you know, always had doubts about him from the standpoint of coming back from that Achilles. And when he got the practice in preseason, you know, even a couple times we got to watch, I mean, he was outstanding. But then there were other times when he was held out from a pitch count standpoint. And then, of course, wasn't even on the – didn't make the trip last week, or at least, you know, wasn't active. So I would think all those guys have a possibility of playing, though, to be honest with you.
All right, Tim, man, you got to look at that running back group last week up in Minnesota. If I put you in Coach Day's shoes for snap number one, who should be the first running back out there if you're running the show?
Personally, I would go with the guy who started the game last week, Mayan Williams. I mean, that would be number one, and then number two would probably be Travion Henderson based on the way things went, based on the fact that he impressed even my wife with that burst he showed there on that little wide screen. I think that would, as I've told you guys before, it helps when everybody in the world sees what you think you see. Then there's no doubt about it. I'm talking about not just the fans watching live or on television or the sports writers or the assistant coaches, even the team kind of sees what's up, you know? And I think it kind of became clear to a lot of people probably who the first two backs into the game should be. I think you agree, right?
No doubt.
Yeah, no, they're
going to play. They're going to play two guys at least. I mean, that's going to happen. So, you know, this isn't the Herschel Walker, Archie Griffin days.
All right, Tim, let me ask you about Stroud. He got the first game under his belt. Great comeback, made some really good throws in the second half. A game where he had to face adversity, had to bring his team back, had hit some throws, struggled early, said he had some nerves he had to shake off. Now you come back into the shoe, first game starting in the shoe, home crowd is back. It's a different kind of pressure, right? It's you feel the security of the home crowd, but maybe give me your take on how you feel the first game will differ from this game for C.J. Stroud.
Like the first half differed from the second half last week when he got his feet under him. And by that, I mean, you know, properly throwing the football. You got to get your feet under you, but there are all kinds of definitions of getting your feet under you. I thought he did a great job of getting himself together. I just can't believe that there were so many people calling for him after struggling in that first half. And he did struggle at times, clamoring to now let a first-year freshman, Kyle McCord, go in and let him struggle in the second half to get his feet under him. You know, you never know how a guy's going to respond, but you follow my drift. Yeah. Once C.J. Stroud had a half under him, he was a different man, 5 out of 8 for 236 yards and 4 touchdowns. I've never seen – I was just telling the guy in his club this a minute ago. I've never seen a quarterback, and I've been covering high state football. What is this, my 30, 39th season. Never seen a quarterback in his first start have that great a second half, and I don't, because it's never happened. And I'm talking about his first start. So it would have been such a folly to pull him after that first half. But I expect him to play well tomorrow because he realizes, like I equated it, Anthony, we're always talking about sports cars, right? Now he knows where all the buttons are in that Ferrari, and he knows how the gear shifter works. And the gear shifter includes giving the ball to those two talented running backs and, for goodness sakes, get the ball to Chris Olave and Garrett Wilson with a chance to do something. He definitely did that. And, you know, it's I don't know. The ceiling is high. Let me put it that way.
All right, Tim May. We've been doing this for years, right around this time when the fine folks of Buckeye Nation wake up, head over to Letterman Row to check out what you have to say about this game. What will your headline read?
I'm pausing for dramatic effect.
Yeah, we like that.
The hush falls over the crowd.
Stroud, silver bullets rise from the blind, comma, bring down ducks on the wing.
Okay. All right, for the first one of the year, I'm not mad at that,
say,
Tim.
Shoot. I don't want to say, what do you mean not mad at that? That's really good.
I like it. That's what I meant.
It's what the kids, it's what the kids, it's a compliment, Tim. It's what the kids say.
I don't want to say shoot. I would say shoot. No. Like 20 years ago, I would have said shoot. But yeah. I said bring down ducks on the wing.
No, Tim,
but
just to
– blind. Does Matty Ice know that you hunt for ducks from a duck blind? Does he know that?
No, I didn't know that.
He's a friend of the animals.
But I also want
you to
know that when you hear a millennial say, I'm not mad at it, that's actually a compliment.
Right. Oh, it is?
So, yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, that's all it was.
I got two sons that are millennials. I should know all that, but I hardly ever listen to them. So.
All right, my man, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Bright and early at the Shoe in our normal spot in between St. John and the Rotunda. Be there.
I am so much looking forward to it. By the way, y'all asked me about Kayvon Thibodeau and, you know, the flow kid. Thibodeau, I think it's going to be a game-time decision. And, it sounds to me like Justin Flo is good to go, you know, from their side. So we'll see.
Well, we're going to have an Oregonian on later in the show. So hopefully he'll have an inside feel on his dude, Mr. Tibbs.
You got it.
All right, thanks.
Not much information coming from head coaches anymore if you follow my drift.
Absolutely.
All right, see you, fella.
We follow that drift. I'm drifting right behind you, big guy.